Yeah.
What's your death row meal?
What's my death row meal? I would eat you out. That or nuggets. See what I'm in the mood for. If you were to write a children's book, what would it be about? Who's asking? Where are you? Well, I'm very happy to talk about it. I've actually written a children's book. It's out in the autumn this year. I'm quite pleased with it. It's called, Get in His Car. I'm halfway through the sequel at the moment, which is called He's Probably a Friend of Your Dad's.
Where do you think we go when you die?
Where do I think we go when we die? When you die, I imagine we go to a pub. That's a shame. Gary's dead. Where do I think I go? I don't know what happens after you die. I would imagine a BAFTA tribute. I don't know. I sort of think for comedy, I don't know. It seems to me that sort of people want to believe in a heaven. And in the modern world, in a secular world where lots of people don't have religion anymore, fame and fortune replace heaven, right? Because it's the land of milk and honey. You got, everything will be all right when I'm rich and famous. And, you know, I've got to tell you, they're not wrong. What do you think happens? You a religious guy?
No.
No, I imagine I'll just decay. And we're better than Colchester to do it. What do I do for a living? All right.
He's from Clacton.
He's from Clacton. Well, I suppose his house is wherever he parks it.
What does your barber do for a living?
What's your barber do for a living? Your barber? I haven't got a barber, mate. I've got a hairdresser. I don't know how to explain this. I'm better than you. I'm at most half joking. Yeah?
What's your greatest comeback? Your tax rebate or your hairline?
There was a pause in the middle of that, like almost a stutter. No one was expecting great things. And you fucking powered through. Fucking funny heckle, well played. Nice to see. Obviously, if you want my comeback, you'll have to scrape it off your mum's teeth. Classic.
Does it hurt being as good looking as you are?
Does it hurt? What? You never flirted before. You're terrible at this. Hi. What's your name?
Kate.
Kate, and what do you do, Kate? No, I mean sexually, where'd you draw the line? You do recruitment? Well, like Ghislaine Maxwell. All right, not then. Go on. Who do you recruit? Me? Okay. I feel like this is a really budget version of Baby Reindeer. She's too lazy to follow me to my place. She just comes to the gig.
Favorite sex
position. I like it. I don't know what it's called. What's it called when your penis is in her vagina? I like that one. I think that's good. What, sorry?
I'm gay.
You're gay? Well, I hope you feel seen. You're a gay guy?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Are you a top or a bottom? You're a top? Well, girls have got arseholes too. Fucking live a little, mate. What? Just trying to get him to expand his horizons. And some of your anuses. What do you do for a living, mate?
I'm a bouncer.
You're a bouncer? I'm sure you are, but the other guy's more of a bouncer. I don't need all the specifics. Whereabouts are you a bouncer?
Ipswich.
Well, like in a club?
Yeah.
Right. Ooh. Fucking hell. Be careful. I had a mate who got AIDS at a club in Ipswich. I'm serious. He got it off a toilet seat. What happened was, he sat down before the other guy got up. Oh, we have fun. Go on, you've only... Fuck off, that's... I got game. And a little treat for him. What, sorry?
What do you think of Elon Musk?
Elon Musk. I like Elon Musk. I've met Elon a couple of times. I hung out. He's all right. I mean, he was at the inauguration this week, and the internet went, oh, he's done a Nazi salute. So now half the people are saying he's a Nazi and half the people are saying he's autistic. Can't he be both? There's a lot of crossover, isn't there? They all love trains. For the record, Elon Musk is not a Nazi. He's South African. And there is a slight difference. I fucking love the South Africans too. I don't want to diss them. They're great. I mean, they don't get enough credit, the South Africans, because everyone knows, oh, French is the international language of love. But very few people know Afrikaans is the international language of serious sexual assault. What's that lovely Afrikaans chat-up line? Let's not turn this rape into a murder.
Yeah, what do you think about Italians?
Yeah, okay, so I don't think there's anyone in Rome at the moment going, hey, Luigi. I know Rome, the eternal city, but Colchester now. It's getting better. I like Italy a lot, it's fucking great. Especially, I'm a big fan of Puglia. Like the very, very kind of, you know. What, sorry?
Puglia, not Puglia.
Thank you.
Where are we? You say it like that there. Puglia here. Fucking Essex, you idiot. Yeah, Puglia. She's not Italian, she just wants to go on you. What, sorry?
No, thank you.
Okay. Where are you from?
Brazil.
You're from Brazil? Ooh. Now, all we know of Brazil is a downstairs haircut. She's very much like the Brazilian. It's modelled on the Brazilian rainforest. You know, there's pretty much fuck all left. Just a landing strip. Brazil, what are you doing here?
I've been here for 13 years.
You've been here for 13 years? Well, you really picked up the accent. What, sorry? Am I what?
Is this funny in real life?
Am I this funny in real life? You know, this is real life. I've got amazing news. This is your life and it's happening right fucking now. What does that even mean? tomorrow in the day will I be this funny? Yeah. All day, every day, baby. I made a jokes. Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I work in a care home.
You work in a care home?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What, young people, old people, who do you care for? Old people, that's a magnificent thing to do with your life. And you know what? I'm full of admiration for that, people that work in a care home. Because I, especially with old people, I would really struggle to give a fuck. Because you care. You care. And that's your gift. That's your gift. And you share that with the world. That's what you were born to do. Me, I couldn't give a fuck. And so this. What kind of activities do you do with the old people? All kinds. Because they've got Viagra now. You can just have them fuck. Middle of the afternoon. Well, that's the end of the bingo for the day. So pop a blue pill and fuck Nana. That'd keep them busy, wouldn't it? Of course. Be fucking marvellous, wouldn't it? Pop a Viagra, you've already got Alzheimer's, so you, even if you're fucking your wife, it feels like cheating. Who's this crazy bitch? Shout out to my hubby, Matt, 50 this year, and hoping it's going under the radar. I have 50 different things to do this year. This is number one, so hopefully not under the radar tonight. Love his wife, Julia. Where's Julia? Where are you, Julia? Hi, Julia. You doing, like, what, a different thing every week?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking magnificent. Good on you, Julia. And when's... You're 50, sir?
Yeah, this year, yeah.
Christ, look at the mileage on it. Where was your paper round? Chernobyl? I'm 2 years older than you. How the fuck has that happened? Fair enough, I've had a lot of work done. I've got more plastic in me than a lesbian on a second date. It's great to have you here, though. So what do you do for a living?
I work for a cruise company.
You work for a cruise company? We're just hooking guys up with each other? What kind of cruising? For the old people?
Now everyone.
What, sorry?
Everyone.
Everyone. Everyone could go on a cruise. Yeah, but mainly fucking old people. I've had an idea. Actually, this is good for you as well, the lady that works in the care home. Because, like, old people don't want to go into a care home, do they? Old people are very reluctant to give up their independence. But fuck me, they'll have a cruise, don't they? So what we do is we get a massive cruise ship. What's the biggest one you got? How many does it take?
About 6,000.
6,000, brilliant. Okay, so this is a money-making scheme. We get the old people, yeah? We get them to go on the cruise ship, yeah, instead of the care home, and then we sink it for the insurance. Problem solved. Happy birthday.
What's the best joke Sean lets you use?
What's the best joke
Sean lets you use?
Sean lets you use. Yeah. Which Sean are we talking about?
Your what?
What? Let's... You don't know what he's thinking. Who knows what this fucking maniac's up to? Well,
mate... Actually, she does.
Actually, she does. No, she doesn't know what you're thinking. She just guessed correctly. The fuck are you wearing? Is that... This is, yeah. Is it like a Greg's jacket? It's very good. That's good of you to wear that. Because some people haven't got very strong cunt-dar. So you wouldn't know, walking past him, he's a cunt. But he's ironically wearing a Greg's jacket, and we go, oh, I see. He's a cunt. What do you do, my friend?
I work in IT.
You work in IT? We'll get a job in fucking Greg's, mate. Stop fucking around. It's clear you've got dreams.
You're the top three people on your assassination.
Who's your accountant?
Who's my accountant? Ironically, he's one of the people on the assassination list. Well, I'm what, sorry? Sign your pillow.
Yes.
It's not a pillow, it's a tit. You got a pillow? Yeah, sure, I'll sign that.
Thanks.
Sure, throw it up. Seems particularly ineffective. Oh, that's been in a... Yogurt, try yogurt. For the thrush. Oh, Christ, she's baking bread down there. Adorable. It's a very odd-shaped little pillow. Why? What's going on there? Huh? It's little Jimmy. I wouldn't call that little. Well, of course, you've got a bucket fanny, so it's different. It's a girl called Bull Rat's birthday. She's 21 today. Am I pronouncing that right? How do you say it? Bull Rat's? What, sorry?
Bo-Rat.
Bo-Rat. That can't be right, can it? He's, oh, it's a little girl. Oh, great. What are you going to call her? Bo-Rat. Like a rat from Bo. We were going to call her Canvey Island Vermin, but we thought Bo-Rat's got a nice ring to it. Hi, Bo-Rat. Where's the name from? I've not heard it before. It's a very unusual name. You don't hear that every day. Well, I imagine you fucking do. It's your name. Where's it from, Bo-Rat? I think someone might have bought a real rat. Go on, what? Where's the name from?
I don't know.
What have you never thought to ask? Everyone else in your class is called Kate or Sarah, and you've gone, no. Oh, I never thought it was on you. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. I should look into that. You fucking idiot, Bo-Rat. Hang on just 1 second. Who's unwrapping fucking biscuits down here? What are you doing? What, sorry?
I'm pregnant, I'm really hungry.
You're pregnant and you're really hungry? Put down the biscuits, you fat cow. Maybe she's just fat trying to get sympathy. We don't know. How pregnant are you? Like 100%, but... What's your
English? 7 months.
7 months? Is this your first?
No, third.
Third? It's going to fucking walk out, isn't it? Yeah. That kid will be walking before you are.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?